Yesterday, National Sasquatch Awareness Day, and nothing would make people more aware of Sasquatch till we finally bump into Bigfoot. But then again, if we do that, does that mean all the festivals go away or the festivals become bigger? Because now you have a guest that could show up.
Yeah, you might have royalties, but yeah.
Right when he come back,
yeah.
Got a cease and desist.
Where does he put his wallet? You know, that's what I'm wondering.
See, these are the questions
people
have. Well, they were ranking each state that looked and reported Bigfoot sightings and the average temperatures and blah, blah, blah.
The comfort zone, sure.
Yeah, the top five states that make the list and Canadian provinces. It was Michigan at number five, British Columbia, Canada at four, Oregon falls in at number three, West Virginia at number two, and Washington, number one. And chances,
West Virginia beat us?
Yes.
That's a bunch of garbage. No one wants to live in West Virginia. It sucks. Even the Catskill Mountains are like, we got to get out of here.
I think it's because of the trees. It's not like you're going to find Bigfoot in downtown Portland. Although, I have seen people on the side of the road that have a very similar look of Bigfoot.
Yes,
that have
true.
Been confused as Bigfoot. So, I could see that happening. But
they'll poop anywhere, just like Bigfoot.
Wouldn't that be Bigfoot and the shaving part, too?
Yeah.
But, I was on Reddit, and they were talking about the top questions someone would ask Bigfoot if, Bigfoot finally showed up.
If you could have a one-on-one 2020-style interview, sure.
And some of them are fun. Some of them are mean. Like, for instance,
we're humans,
how do you still manage to smell better than Post Malone? Things like that.
Mean.
I know. That's on here. That's on here.
That's funny. But it's mean.
Wait, are you Rob Gronkowski? You know,
that's true.
Yeah.
If he didn't shave, he could easily pass for him.
Questions like, are you going to go as yourself for Halloween? You could probably get away with that.
That's a good one.
That's a good question.
I think you should dress up for like Chewbacca for Halloween.
Right.
That'd be
funnier. Yeah. There's the question. Are you related to Chewbacca?
Right.
That's an obvious one. Some of the other ones. Is it true what they say about guy with big feet?
They don't call him Bigfoot for nothing.
That's right. Right.
And he doesn't wear clothes, so he's out there. He's having a good time.
Anyway,
although it's the Pacific Northwest, it's constantly 60 degrees. It's kind of cold.
Yeah, a little furry is good for you.
Big hands, little waist.
Which falls to the number one answer with all that body hair. Have you ever been mistaken as a Kardashian? I say that's
so true.
I don't know.
It could be Khloe.
That could be
Khloe. Really could be Khloe out there.